K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out here, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Coming to you on this Tuesday, mid-afternoon. We're going to call that February 10th, 2026. If you're your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I was trying to find my tab. There we go. Here, as we get into a little bit of a shoot-around update, men's basketball, and I have a theory. A little bit of a theory, and I'm gonna have to explain more, but anyways, again, we're all things K-State sports on this podcast. Well, that's football, the number one team in the, not football, but the number one team in the indoor track and field team, the number 14th now, women's track and field team now, heading in this weekend down at Tyson Invitational. That's going to be huge. Everybody looking at K-State right now in that department. Women's basketball, men's basketball, and so much more. Of course, men's golf starting back up as well. Baseball right around the corner on Friday. It will begin officially begin the 2026 season. 4 games in 4 days. Finally, I got that right. I've been saying it backwards as long as for the first time, probably all year long. I got the year wrong. That's why this is take two of this podcast there as well. So there you go, folks. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. You know the deal is, K-State Nation. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, you're a hub for the other hub for K-State Athletics. What have you been doing so far in 2026? Yeah, so I want to get to this. And this is ahead. Obviously, K-State men's basketball plays tomorrow night. We play against Cincinnati, right? And K-State blew what was an 18-point lead last weekend over TCU. Again, it's one of these things that should have been a win. I don't care if you're your stack's decked or half-ass decked. You had a chance to win that ball game. And things just ain't adding up. You got our teams playing better on the road than they are at home. We're having multiple chances to win games on the road. We're not closing the deal. And like I said, this is going to continue to happen. This is no excuse. They're not to be. Yeah, let TCU back game did not help matters. And also, what didn't help matters is you led on nearly the entire game. And you somehow give it up. Mm-mm-mm. But here's my other theory here, folks. Arizona lost for the first time all year long. Guess who took them down? Your rivals from, well, we're here at KCMO, so our rivals, it'll be west. If you're living in Manhattan or west of that, it'll be east, right? Right, but man, I think Arizona blew a 10-point lead. Of course, funny things have happened at Alpha House. I'm sorry. Now, again, lately, teams have gone in there and beat KU, Houston, being one of them, but most of the time, you don't get out of there with a win. In Arizona, we came in there undefeated across the board, did not lose a single game yet, not even a conference game, until last night, KU takes them down, KU in dramatic, and not only that, KU didn't have their best player. Oh man, so again, the mysterious magic, we're gonna call that mysterious magic of Allen Fieldhouse continues. It's called what it is, but yeah, I mean, yeah, Kansas year after year has been in top 25 year in, year out. Hey, I wish I had our team in and out of the top 25 year in, year out, be that, but we're not even close to being that. We're not close to being that. We used to discuss this all year long with the KU basketball team. It's at a bad point where you're just installing new rosters. I get every roster is different. Goodness gracious. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this latest edition of this podcast. Big 12 shoot around. Taking a look at other teams here. K-State plays tomorrow. Men's basketball teams plays tomorrow night. Your women, as I'm sitting and recording this, K-State women's basketball plays tonight against Oklahoma State. So you got that going on tonight. And, of course, we'll have the postcast of these games. And of course, I mentioned baseball at the top of this post of this episode. Yep, they're gonna get busy here pretty soon. At the end of the week, that's starting Friday, I believe Friday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's gonna be a solo episode there, and I don't know why. And anyway, I better keep that off the podcast. But anyways, yeah, so Arizona loses it for the first time all year long. So you got that going on. So now, Houston, speaking of Houston, K-State's got to play Houston this weekend, which, let's just say it might get ugly. We'll just say that. But then Houston's now a half game behind Arizona. So Houston takes care of business. And all of a sudden, Kansas back in the game. They only have two losses in conference play there as well. Iowa State is fourth right now. Texas Tech is fifth. And BYU is 20. BYU's kind of falling off here lately here. They're still in the top 25, but they're 22nd. And now they're behind West Virginia, UCF. There as well. Yeah, K-State, yeah, we're still the worst team in the league. No surprise there. As well, I do want to see if there are any other games last night from the Big 12 besides the, oh boy, now that's today. A lot of action today, actually, in men's basketball. That was the only game last night, by the way, there as well. We're going to stay with the current because by time this, it ain't going to matter because these games will be played. Because this will go out tomorrow. This will go out either. We might have a 3-day episode tomorrow on this podcast. So let me see here. Yeah, all right. So later on. So tomorrow. Well, today. Speaking of BYU, we'll stay on BYU for a minute. BYU takes on Baylor at Baylor. 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Fifth-ranked Iowa State takes on TCU. We should have beat TCU over the weekend. We didn't do that. That's the FS1. 8 o'clock tip. BYU, 22nd team in the nation. That's a 6 o'clock tip there. Oklahoma State at Arizona State on CBS Sports Network, the same time. And Houston at Utah, same time. So 3 of the 4 games play late tonight. And then, of course, the early game is 22-ranked BYU against Baylor. And then, of course, us tomorrow hosting, excuse me, Cincinnati there. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I was thinking about something else. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, so you had that going on here. Let me see what's going on. What's the record here? Now I got to go back to the standings now. Doing 2-3 things at the same time. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, Cincinnati, tomorrow's opponent. Or we all listen to this, today's opponent, tonight's opponent. Cincinnati, 12-12, 4-7 in the league. Currently, right now. So can K-State get their act together at home? That's been the most mysterious things. And I'm kind of, now, this is not our podcast, but Go Power Cat podcast that I've been listening to more of late. I've had one of their analysts, Clint Stewart, is the guy's name. Now, they've had some past basketball players on there, K-State past basketball players on there. Jordan Enriquez, I have not listened to Carrie Jada yet, and supposedly Jacob Pullitt is going to be on the next episode. And Jacob Pullitt's been calling out K-State basketball, men's basketball anyway, saying it's terrible. I'm rephrasing it there. So I'm definitely fascinated to hear what else he has to say on that episode when that gets out. And speaking of a special guest here, we roll out. When Thursday night rolls around, the return of Alex Aiden officially on this podcast. I know I've been teasing it forever, really, since late last fall. Things happen. Things on the podcast happen. So since then, have not got back into the rhythm of having Alex on this podcast. And not only that, he'll be back on the main feed. So wherever you listen to this podcast, Spotify, Amazon, you know what it is, Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Yeah, he'll be back on there. And we'll definitely get his thoughts on the men's basketball season this year. I'm pretty sure he has a whole bunch he wants to get off. I know he's been waiting in the wings for that. So there you go on that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. But yeah, again, you gotta take care of business. That's just That is the sorry. That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line at this point. You have to take care of business. This is, on paper, a winnable game. Now, again, you have one of the best scores in the Big 12 on your team. And again, I'm gonna keep the line light here and say, look, PJ Haggerty is going to need help. He cannot do it by himself. Somebody else, it could be a Marcus Johnson, can go off on any night. As he proven to us over the weekend against TCU, knocking down all his three-pointers from downtown there after looking really, really bad every time he's gone on the court. So hopefully he can build on that, build some confidence, and not only that, I can see him build confidence in his fan base. Hey, we need more of that. Okay? And then, yeah, obviously, Nate Johnson and the return, all that kind of overshadowed over the return of Kamari McGriff. Obviously, you're definitely going to have to get him back in the rhythm, and you definitely need more from Kamari McGriff if K-State men's basketball is going to win any more games in 2026. And it starts tomorrow. You got to get this game because I don't, I know. I'm definitely putting the cart before the horse, but there ain't no way. And judging off past games, you ain't meeting Houston. That's just that is the way it is right now, man. Especially with this roster that you got right now. And I talked about, you know, the new every year new roster. I mean, I get what Brian Hand was talking about. I mean, I understand that part, but you gotta go back to recruiting your own guys and not rely so heavily on the portal. Because this in and out portal this doesn't help either. You're not winning basketball games as it is, so that don't help. That doesn't help. That makes your program look bad as it is. So you gotta start. You gotta salvage something out of this. So yeah. I mean, you gotta go. This coach staff's gonna have to learn if they're even around. Coach Chang, these guys, these coach staff. I'm calling it the entire coach staff. You gotta go back to old school, a little bit of old school for a little bit. Go look at some high school talent. And particularly, Mianas has said it on a show, not recently, but in the past. You gotta look for, there's gotta be some talented guys in the KC area. So all these talented high schools around this area. And no, I have not watched high school basketball around this area. Not this area anyways. But there's got to be individual kids, young kids that we want to come to. Now, again, the records sucks ass. We'll just call it what it is. But there's got to be somebody or at least two people that want to come to K-State. Now, yeah, again, they're not. This men's basketball team ain't winning games right now. but yeah, you got to go back old school a little bit. You cannot just rely on the portal. I mean, every freaking year. And majority of roster is from the portal. You can't do that. Gotta go back old school a little bit. Get on out there and travel around to these high schools. Go out there to recruit. Did I expect to talk about this? Hell no. It just come out. That just naturally came out. You gotta go out and recruit, baby. You can't rely on the transfer portal all the time. And on top of that, you're not winning basketball games. You're not closing out games that you should have won. So, and this is another one. You get Cincinnati at home, 500 record, in a subpar record at conference play. Somewhere, somehow, you got to win this ball game. Because I don't think, you're definitely not going out there and beating Houston. the way that this year has gone, and definitely without, PJ Haggerty is not going to do it by himself. No. You're not going to have two other people. I keep on coming back to this point. You need two other guys, and maybe even better, best case scenario, a fourth guy in there. But hey, it is what it is. So Cincinnati tomorrow night, and we all listen to this. It'll be tonight for K-State men's basketball. As I'm sitting here, course podcast on Tuesday afternoon here in KC Mo. So that's kind of a look right now. So things are changing at the top. Right now, this the KU upset, taking down the last unbeaten in college basketball, Arizona last night. And not only that, the number one team in the nation goes down last night. So things are getting spicy up at top of the league right now. In K-State, you ain't nowhere close to it. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, get it. We're a podcast platform available daily, which is to record Kansas State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Google. We're nearly everywhere on every platform. So definitely, if you're not subscribed to this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, you might want to get on that. And second of all, please make sure you continue to spread the word about this Wildcat podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. This has been another shoot-around edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.